Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let's come to order and go on for record. My name is Edward Finley. With me are this evening the Commissioners Brian E. Beatty, Manola D. Brown Bland, Don M. Bailey, Jerry C. Dockham, and James G. Patterson. Commission now calls for a hearing at this time for the purpose of taking non-expert public witness testimony, docket number W354-344, in the matter of application of Carolina Water Service, Inc. of North Carolina for authority to increase rates for water and sewer utility service in all service areas in North Carolina. On March 31, 2015, Carolina Water Service filed an application with the Commission seeking authority to increase its rates for providing water and sewer utility service in all of its service areas in North Carolina. On April 30, 2015, the Commission issued its order establishing general rate case and suspending rates. Pursuant to this order, the Commission declared this proceeding to be a general rate case pursuant to GS-62-137 and suspended the proposed new rates for up to 270 days pursuant to GS-62-134. On May 11, 2015, Carolina Water filed its notice regarding its semi-annual WSIC-SSIC surcharge application. In its filing, the Commission the company states that it does not intend to file an application for a semi-annual adjustment of the company's Commission-authorized WSIC-SSIC surcharge mechanism on August 1, 2015, where such rider would become effective October 1, 2015. On May 13, 2015, Carolina Water filed a letter stating that given the timing of its general rate case filing, the evidentiary hearing would normally have been set for a date near the end of August or early September 2015. However, at Carolina Water's request, the evidentiary hearing date was extended approximately 30 days to October 5, 2015. On May 15, 2015, Corolla Community Association, Inc. filed a petition to intervene in this matter, which was granted by Commission Order issued May 19, 2015. On May 22, 2015, the Commission issued its order scheduling hearing and requiring customer notice, which, among other things, scheduled the application for evidentiary hearing on October 5, 2015, and scheduled this public witness testimony hearing for this day, this time, in this place. On July 1, 2015, Carolina filed its ongoing three-year water system improvement charge, WSIC, and sewer system improvement charge, SSIC plan. Several statements of position have been filed in this document. Pursuant to the State Ethics Act, I remind members of the Commission that you need to report conflicts of interest and inquire whether any member of the Commission has a known conflict of interest with regard to matters coming before the Commission tonight. There appear to be no conflicts, so we will proceed. I now call on the parties to introduce their appearances, beginning with the Captain.
Thank you, Chairman Finley, members of the Commission. I'm Joanne Sanford with the Sanford Law Office representing Carolina Water. With me at council table is Martin Lashua of Carolina Water, and we have some company representatives who I'll ask to raise their hand who are available to help with any customer questions.
Thank you. Good evening, I'm Gina Holt with the public staff here on behalf of the Using and Consuming Public, and with me at council table is public staff engineer Gina Casabella.
Any preliminary matters that we need to address before we get started?
Yes, sir.
All right, public staff have witnesses?
Yes. Public staff calls Ms. Linda Norman.
Ms. Owen, if you want to step around here and put that down on that Bible and raise your right hand, I'll swear you in. As long as the testimony about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so I can go.
I do.
Have a seat and make yourself comfortable.
Thank you. Ms. Norman, could you please state your name and address for the record?
Linda Lilo Norman, 182 Old Hickory Lane, Blowing Rock, and that's in the subdivision of Misty Mountain.
And are you a customer of Carolina Water Service, Inc.?
I am.
Please proceed.
Thank you once more for this opportunity to speak to you all in reference to rate changes by Carolina Water.
I want, first of all, to acknowledge directly to the Utilities Commission our thanks and appreciation for listening to the mountain communities about our flat rate charges that were based upon arbitrary usage estimates. Your recommendation and direction to Carolina Water to install meters in the mountain will definitely resolve this concern. The installation of Misty Mountain will probably begin near the end of July and should be completed sometime in August, obviously prior to finishing up this wage increase. I also would like to personally thank Martin Lashua, Tony Consul, and Rex Woody of Utilities, Inc. They continue to be extremely helpful and responsive in everything that we have asked. And I only think it's fair in my testimony to recognize their efforts. The installation of 1,100 meters for the seven mountain communities will be costly for Carolina Water, but it might also result in the realization of the amount of treated water that is wasted month after month by massive leakage. When I left the hearing in October of 2013, I spoke to Gina Castleberry, and she happened to mention to me that Misty Mountain homeowners were using around 9,000 gallons a month in water. How could that possibly be when only about 10 of our 145 residents are full-time residents? I immediately communicated with Mr. Lashua over my concern. He promptly sent me a report giving me a 21-month review of Misty Mountain's water system from January 2012 to September 2013. It did show the average monthly produced water was 1,221,000 gallons or 8,500 gallons per flat rate customer. Were there large leaks in the system, or were careless homeowners who were not in their homes on the majority of the year wasting water through leaky faucets or toilets? Without meters, there will be no way to determine the user. My feelings lean toward large leaks in the system, as statistics show that even with three faucets dripping in a house five times per minute, that only represents approximately 520 gallons in a year. Even if it were a few houses that were careless about dripping faucets, it wouldn't be all 145 homeowners. Folks all around are much more conscious of our land and our natural resources. They would not wish to waste this resource. I personally turn off the water when I brush my teeth, and I'm sure most of you do. In May of 2014, Mr. Woody notified us that Carolina Inc. was sending over a company that utilized helium water leak detection technology for finding water leaks in our community. So we were very pleased about that. Within a day or so of forcing helium through the lines, six leaks were repaired and represented 770,000 gallons of wasted treated water that was happening on our mountain. Well, now, if I take 1,220,000 gallons and I subtract the 770, I was real hopeful this is going to bring us down to about 3,000 gallons a month in the summer when people are there. Maybe that looks a little bit much better. A couple weeks ago, I asked Carolina Water for another updated report just to see what happened over the last 12 months. I wanted to feel good about our mountain system and that we were paying for what we're using. This report showed water produced continued to be extremely high. January through April, where there were 10 residents in the mountain during the winter time, it was still up to 1 million gallons a month. Even with Carolina's water effort to find the leaks, until the meters are fully functional, the realization of what and where the produced water is going, we will not know. And I question, with the rate of return regulation, does it encourage Utilities, Inc. to continue to proceed in finding these leaks? This brings me to why am I here today? The latest 23% proposed rate increase for most of Carolina Water's customers in North Carolina. I'm here because Misty Mountain actually is presently in a very good position as we begin to pay for the water that we are actually using. But I'm here to speak for those customers who do not step forward to tell North Carolina Utilities Commission of their impact that these constant increases have upon them. The base facilities charge and also the usage charge has increased 51% since 2009. And if this increase is approved, many customers are seeing very little in wage increases, and the inflation rate from 2009 to 14 is less than 10%. What's happening with Carolina Water to demand such frequent and large rate increases? What are the reasons that were given to the Commission in the request to raise the rates once more? Could it be due for an aging infrastructure that they are struggling to maintain? Are there valid, obvious needs that we as customers would understand? To answer these questions, I reviewed the application for a general increase in rates and found in item 19 their answer. And I quote, Carolina Water Service of North Carolina is unable to achieve the level of earnings specified by the commission in the company's last general rate case. The failure to achieve these level of earnings was caused by increased operating costs to upgrade the level of service, increased operating costs and capital investments required to comply with service obligations, and changes in consumption. Wait a minute. This sounds familiar. Let me go back to the last two dockets that I spoke to you at, 324 and 336. For 2009 and 2013, and I repeat, the company has been unable to achieve the level of earnings specified by the commission in the last general rate case. The failure to achieve this level of earnings was caused by increased operating costs to upgrade the level of service, increased operating costs and capital investments required to comply with the service obligations, and changes in consumption. Word for word, the same template. The changes in consumption in 2009, Carolina Water indicated, was caused by the fall of the economy in 2008 with many foreclosures. But since the last rate increase in 2014, I don't believe there's any evidence of that. Today on the news, Wells Fargo is letting off 20 people in Charlotte because the foreclosures have decreased so much that they don't need to have that many people. So the changes in consumption, I'm not seeing where that's happening again. The only changes that they made in their template from 2009 was when they removed the word inflation. When I questioned in my testimony in 2010, and I reminded them that the inflation was at the lowest level in many years. In the 2013 case, the modification only for the reasons for the increase was the removal of the word inflation. In Carolina Water's application to the commission, they obviously do not feel it's necessary to change a word in their request, as they expect a simple stamp of approval. The whole document is simply a template with each word copied over and over every 2 years with the premise that the customer will think these changes are inevitable. In subcase 336, the commission accepted the water and wastewater system improvement charge to assist Carolina Water between hearings, possibly slow down the application for proposed rate increases. Obviously, it's not working. The Public Staff Finance Department will diligently review the financial statements provided by Carolina Water. At my vantage point, neither I nor any other ordinary customer have reasonable ability to see the complete picture of the financials. But I was able to review one more time the revenue for unmetered customers. I'd like to question how the reduction in our rates that happened due to the repeal of the gross receipts tax and state corporate income tax effective July 1st, 2014 with House Bill 998 is represented on the financials. With the repeal of the taxes, our rates went down from $36.06 to $34.52, $1.54 a month, which is 4%. Now, if you look at the test year of August to the prior year, It's showing they have a reduction in their revenue, a decrease. So are they looking to the customer to bring back that 4%? Because within that, our billing was that tax. And so obviously, if you're going to compare against the year where the taxes were there and the year that the taxes aren't there, there's 4%, they're short. Yeah, yeah, their revenue is decreased. So we need to look at the prior year test period and back that revenue down by that tax. Because you're comparing apples to oranges. Do the administrators care about controlling costs? Why do I question this? July 21st, 2014, I decided to go paperless. I'm going to save the company money. I'm going to reduce paper waste. Unfortunately, Carolina Water doesn't understand what paperless means. As I continue to receive paper bills month after month after month, I call customer service. I'm on paperless. I get an email with a PDF file with my bill, but I still get in the mail invoices, printing, paper, envelopes, stamps. So give me the confidence that they really are concerned about controlling costs. How many other customers is this happening to? Again, unnecessary costs. It's just a symptomatic indicator of what might be happening. I have such a small little viewpoint, only little things that I can see, and what I see, I'm not happy about. The Utilities Commission have a difficult but important task for overseeing the public utility companies. It's certain that they provide good service to their customers in an efficient way. In an environment where there's no competition, increasing their rates or controlling their costs aren't the same as in the private sector. How can they continue to raise the rates double digits every 2 years? When and where will this stop? Thank you.
Ms. Hall, question.
This is Norma. First, it's great to see you back.
Thank you.
For the commissioners who don't know, how many years have you resided in Misty Mountain?
About 27.
And are you a full-time resident?
No.
Okay, about how many months of the year?
5 months.
Okay. Now, you stated that Mr. Woody came and checked homes for leaks.
Yeah. No, actually, the whole entire sweater system. They put, they actually punctured holes through our asphalt, and they were able to put in the helium. But they worked, you know, they communicated with us and we knew what was happening. And
okay. Have you had any service related problems?
No. Okay. I did have one person who was telling me that she was having some problem with muddy water, this and that. And I was like, really? And so I did call her on the phone and she hadn't been in the home for about a year. And, you know, so she said that when it ran, it was, you know, a little bit. I said, well, when you come back, they're going to come back into the house. And I said, I'm sure if you have any problem, communicate with Carolina Water and they'll come out and check. Because we're not hearing that from anybody else in our mountain, a problem with quality of the water.
Now, just to clarify, you stated that there are a total of 145 homeowners in the subdivision, mm-hmm. but only 10 are full-time mm-hmm. residents.
They're there during the winter.
Now, to follow up on your the last statement you made regarding going paperless, mm-hmm. how did you initiate that process?
I think it might have been, I try to remember back in October, because usually you get, every time you get your bill, you get asked if you want to go paperless, you know, so I believe that I probably went online. I really can't remember. I think it was online. When I did call up, they did see that I was paperless and that they would talk to the supervisor and get it corrected.
Has it been corrected?
No.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Sandra?
Just one quick question. Hi, Ms. Norman. Thank you for coming back. On what I think is the good news front, Mr. Woody has indicated to you that the meters should be installed in Misty Mountain in, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
He said, well, originally it was going to be around the 15th of July, but then I got an email a couple of days ago and said the contractor had 8 more meters to put in this other mountain community, and then they'd be coming over to Misty, and he'd let us know.
And Mr. Woody, and you stay in contact about the progress of this, is that correct?
He said he promised that he would communicate.
Okay. That's it. No more questions. Thank you.
Question on the commission.
Mr. Norman, thank you for being here. It's your understanding that when you get the separate meters, that you're also going to keep the main meter on the service that's there now, so they'll be able to...
Yep.
Be able to tell the difference between the
right.
uses,
yes.
what the main meter says and what the individual means.
Right. I think Tony was talking to me about that, you know, for Martin. You know, once they see out of all 145 that they've only used, you know, some houses nothing, you know, they're going to be able to then determine.
They still know they got a leak somewhere.
I just don't understand how, when they found within one day 770,000 gallons, and then now we're still using 1 million a month. Obviously, there's other leaks. And that's why, like I said, when I was asking for what are the reasons, maybe it's infrastructure failing, you know.
Thank you, ma'am.
Other questions?
Wait, do you recall when it was you first called to complain about still receiving paper bills?
September 14, 2014. So it was July, I had it activated, and then in August, I was paperless, and then in September, I got the invoice, you know, email, but I still kept getting the paper, you know, so I called. But I wasn't going to call every month.
Questions on the commission's question?
No.
All right, Ms. Norman, thank you for coming tonight.
You're welcome.
Ms. Brenda, counsel.
Testimony about to give this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, serving God.
Could you please state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Brenda, Council, 173 Dale Drive, Blowing Rock, North Carolina. Yeah. I'm in the Ski Mountain subdivision. That is on commonly known as Appalachian Ski Mountain or Flat Top Mountain. We have an active homeowner property owner association, and we've had many inquiries with Carolina Water and inconsistencies that have been addressed over a 20-year period. I have been active in the community as one of the board members on the POA for the last 7 years, and I know that we've had representatives in the past that have come to the hearings. I assume you've gotten perhaps some petitions or letters addressed to you in regard to some of the infrastructure problems on this mountain. The subdivision, most of the homes were built in the 70s and the 80s. The upgrades, I have never gotten a full accounting of the upgrades to the system that services our subdivision. So I would love to really fully understand that. And of course, today I'm simply questioning another rate increase. We just had a rate increase 3 years ago. I personally am affected like this. We largely have a retiree community. They're on fixed incomes. you know, there may be a silent majority out there. They're not here tonight, but I can tell you it's stirring, and they're very unhappy about this current increase. And I simply want an explanation as to why we're having this increase. I understand digital meters are being put in place. That's obviously a legitimate answer, but since we just had a rate increase 3 years ago, I'm just kind of stupefied at why the increase is occurring at this point in time. And I can second Ms. Norman's inquiries in I agree with her wholeheartedly on her complaints. Misty Mountain is very similar to our mountain as far as its age and its existing infrastructure. So I'm just simply here to query why, and I feel like all of us that are practicing conservation efforts are not being rewarded. In fact, we're being penalized. It's as though you want us to use more water, and that's not what we're doing. We're conserving water, and I think if you've certainly looked at my yearly and annual consumption, you would see my efforts are in place. And so I feel personally penalized by the per gallon increase and the rate increase. So that's really why I'm here this evening.
So if you have questions, Ms. Council.
Ms. Council, how long have you been are you a full-time resident?
I do travel, so one of the things I agreed with the past testimony with Ms. Norman was when I turned my water off completely, there is a continued use of consumption that I've called about on several occasions, and the explanation I get is that it's simply my fault. There must be something leaking. The water is turned off at the street and in the house, so I'm not sure, so I've personally put up with this, and a lot of other homeowners in our subdivision have too. Again, we're 65 homes. That's a disturbing revelation.
How often do you complete and turn off your water?
At least once a year.
Once a year. Or
it might be turned off for a month, could be 2 months.
Do you have a metered rate?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had any service-related concerns?
Other than the ones that I mentioned regarding being billed for water that I'm not there using, that would be a complaint.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Senator?
I have one question for clarification. How many months a year, on average, are you in residence at this
Well,
time?
I am a full-time resident, so I'm not a seasonal resident. Again, many on our mountain are. I'm there at least 8 months a year.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Questions by the commission? All right, Ms. Council, thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you.
Folks, I've called Mr. David Lane.
Bible and raise your right, please. testimony about to give this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, shall be heard.
Can you please state your full name and address for the record?
Okay, my name is David Michael Lane. I am not a resident of Sugar Mountain. I am the town manager. I've been requested by the town council and citizens of Sugar Mountain to address the commission. Thank you.
Please proceed.
First of all, Carolina Water and the village of Sugar Mountain have a good working relationship, but the citizens and the town council are concerned about the amount of the rate increase they've asked for, considering the CPI and such as that. And they just wanted me to come and express our concern about the high request that they feel that has been requested of the commission.
Mr. Lane, did you, I'm sorry.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry, jumping ahead there. This morning, I believe a letter was submitted by the village of Sugar Mountain, which attached to which was a resolution objecting to the rate increase by Carolina Water Service. Is that correct?
Yes.
Would you like to have that admitted into evidence?
Please.
At this time, I'd like to present what I've marked as Lane Exhibit 1, and I've shown it to council.
We'll mark it as Lane Exhibit 1, and without objection, shall be admitted.
I have no questions. Thank you very much.
Questions by the commission?
Mr. Lane, is the town opposed to any increase or just the amount?
Well, no. We understand that just like as a town, each year expenses do go up. But they just do feel, we're talking double digits here, and they just feel that the rate increase they've asked for is excessive.
Questions on Mr.
Bates?
Questions?
Mr. Lane, is that correct?
Yes.
From a town standpoint, have you got any service issues with Carolina Waters?
No. We work very good with Carolina Water, and we have certain ordinances about road cuts and that type of stuff, and they always follow our ordinances and are quite responsive and quick in doing so.
How many residents are there?
Well, there's 200 full-time residents, but there's over 1,500 homes and condominiums.
Thank you for coming out tonight.
Thank you.
There are no more witnesses.
Very well. Thank you all for coming out tonight. The commission will adjourn the hearing tonight. We'll reconvene tomorrow night in Asheville. Thank you very much.